Hi, I'm Kristen Gerber, and I'm a member of the Douglas County Historical Society and a huge Omaha lover.
Oh, great. That's what we like. We like Omaha lovers in the Historical Society. That's our favorite kind.
Especially history and old architecture. I'm a sucker for an old building.
Oh, well, you are in the right building right
now. I know. I love it. Yes.
All right. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, I know that you didn't grow up in Omaha, but maybe your first memories of Omaha or visiting?
Yeah. So I grew up in the metropolis of Fairbury, Nebraska, in southeast Nebraska. But my grandparents lived here, and my aunt and uncle and their four children lived here. So we would come up a couple times a year, and the memories I have, this would be like 70s era, is whenever we'd come, we'd always have to go to the Henry Dorley Zoo. And when we went to the zoo, there was one animal that we always had to go see, and that was Casey the gorilla. And this gorilla was like gigantic, and he was like bigger than life. Like everybody knew Casey the gorilla. Like I found in the Omaha World Herald archives tons of pictures of Casey. Like he was famous. He was famous because he was ornery. Like he would like throw rocks and things. But anyway, we would always have to go see Casey. And then afterwards, we'd always go to Shakey's Pizza, which isn't around anymore, but a great little local pizza place. There are other times when I came up when my cousin started getting married. And I remember one time we came up, and my grandparents were looking for a hotel room for us, but we had forgotten it was Exarban racetrack, you know, weekend. And what people don't realize is literally the whole town, there was not a hotel to be had. And all the steakhouses that were around 72nd were packed. You know, it was just such, it was such a draw for people. And, you know, the parking lots were packed. So we finally found this little, you know, Motor Inn Shamrock Hotel that I remember going to. Another time we came up and we ended up at this Granada Hotel, which is about 72nd and Cedar, not too far from like where the Drover is and the Jade Garden is. And it was the most beautiful hotel I'd ever seen. I mean, it was like, it had suites, which I'd never been. You know, we always went to motor lodges, you know, all the time. We never got to suite thing. But anyway, that night, my parents were out with my aunt and uncle, you know, probably going for drinks someplace. And here are kids. We were crazy in the room. And we look into the pool area, and who is it but the Cars. The band, the Cars, had just gotten done playing at the Civic. And they were all swimming. So we're watching Rick Ocasek. Like swimming with everybody in these groupies. So the next morning we're like, we have to get something from this. So there's like all these ashtrays with cigarette butts, and we're like, oh my God. So I, somewhere in my memorabilia, I have cigarette butts that touched Rick Ocasek's lips. But anyway, so crazy, I know. But anyway, my husband and I ended up moving to Omaha in 1992. And I started off the Heart Association, but then ended up at the Omaha World Herald. And I did large events for them, Kids Explore, the auto show. Mm-hmm. But in 1999, John Gottschalk, who was the publisher at the time, was like, we need to do some kind of, you know, millennium project. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe the best ideas are stolen ones. So I just called around to the newspapers and were like, what are you doing for your millennium project? And I found a lady by the name of Connie Gibbs in Dubuque, Iowa. And she was doing a series of books where she had the readers submit photos. Mm-hmm. I love the idea.
Yeah.
So I was like, I think we could do that here. So I presented it to John, and John's like, well, I kind of wanted to do a day in the life of book. You know, I'm like, no, I really think this is going to work. Mm-hmm. Trust me on this, okay? So I got to learn Omaha history the best way you can. Which is, I literally spent 3 months going to people's homes and hearing their memories of Omaha. So I sat down with them, and they were so excited to be having someone at the World Herald at their house. And I got plenty of tea, plenty of Little Debbie cakes. And what I loved about this whole project is we uncovered these pictures that had never been seen before, because they were in people's attics and people's basements. And what I also loved about this project is, so often when we have told history in the past, we've told history of the wealthy white men, and we've told history of, you know, here in Omaha, of course, the Exarban Kings and stuff like that. But how many books could you have that you told the history of the butchers and the tailors and the candlestick makers? You know, these people that don't always get their story told. And the other thing is, and I think it was good for me, is that I had no preconceived notions. I didn't care where I went in town, you know, mm-hmm. because I hadn't grown up here.
Yeah.
And I found the best pictures were probably in areas that people may not have thought were safe, but they are where these wonderful immigrant families settled, and where the Polish and the Czechs and the Irish and all these people originally lived. And going into these homes where I found some of the most incredible stuff. I remember going to this, it literally was a shack on the Platte River, and this lady pulls out this picture of her great aunt as she's standing with a harp with fellow harp students. So there's like 7 or 8 harp students there. You know, I mean, just like you would have never thought, wow, that picture would have came here. And then what also, what was really fun for me is then I also got to find out who has all the secret collections, you know? So, you know, so what was fun for me is I was a journalism major, so I got to be a journalist again. But also just got to learn and meet some incredible people and hear some incredible history. And so thanks to that, I mean, I've just been able to continue to do books about Omaha and this area. And now I think I'm up to about 50 books, which has been so much fun. And I'm just so lucky for places like this that, you know, are here that I can do research. And, you know, what's great about Douglas County is you have the original newspapers that actually came from the World Herald archives when they were getting rid of their newspapers. Because sometimes you can see it digitized, but sometimes you just want to see that hard copy.
Oh, yeah.
And so and just to see where it was at on the page and what it looked like. And so this has been always a frequent spot of mine. I'm glad it's still around.
We're glad. We're so glad we've been a great resource, because we keep all of those newspapers over there, and sometimes I'm like, what are we even keeping all of this? This is huge, huge room for. So I love it when people love it and use it and come over and get some use out of it. So thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed. We really appreciated hearing your stories and hearing about your work for the World Herald. What are you working on now?
So, you know, I left the World Herald a couple months ago, and I'm doing kind of some personal history projects right now. But I'm also working on, I have for a long time wanted to tell the story about Jobbers Canyon and how that historic district got torn down to form Conagra. And so I wanted to do some kind of documentary on that for a long time. So now I'm working with History Nebraska to really tell that story. They've been doing some personal interviews. Mm-hmm. I've been getting I have a ton of pictures and stuff like that. So I'm working on that. And then I acquired about 250 architectural prints of Fred Henninger did. And Fred was a prolific architect probably in the early 1900s until he died in about 1940. And also his son was an architect too. And these incredible hand-drawn architectural prints are all sitting in my basement right now. And I'm going to archive them all, scan them all, and then get them back to the buildings and properties that they are drawn of. So I'll be working on that. So, I mean, I'll have my hands on a little thing. I'm also looking at some other opportunities. So, but I've been having fun having the summer off and just, like I said, working on some of my own personal stuff.
It's nice to have a summer off, but that hasn't happened in a while.
Yes, I have not had a summer off since I was 15. We don't have to say how many years ago that's been, but it's been a long time.
All right, so I bet you enjoyed some downtime.
I did.
And I bet a lot of people are really going to be really interested in that Jobbers Canyon thing, that old kind of downtown area. So that's great. I know we have some pictures, too, so if you need any more, you can come back.
Good to know. You definitely have some. Thank you.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much, and we look forward to